Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Should be a good one for the Panthers tonight. That Jets team better than the hockey Jets, better than the football Jets.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they got nothing in common. A little different right now. There. Yeah, no, not at all. Jeez. What a great product, man. Panthers.
Really is.
Man. Just, I know it's a different sport, but it's still fundamentally get a core of guys, build around it, and have ownership, front office, coaches, all on the same page.
So you could never get a real number on it, but I wonder how many more fans they have now than they did a year ago at this
time.
Right? I'm sure it's
an insane increase, but about every ticket. Now, you obviously can always get secondary tickets, right? Everybody, there's tons of places to go to get tickets.
You and Bo have proven that.
But I got to tell you, man, that's a great product. And Reinhardt, they're guys. They're sent a message the other night with the best record in hockey with the Jets in that first game and said, hey, we're just going to show you, man. We're going to show you what it's all about. We're going to show you with a butt kicking shutout and all good stuff. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Last night, Texans get themselves a nice win after just absolutely choking a game away to the Lions, who look like they're the best team in football right now. Texans at 7-4, and they just, I don't know, do you enjoy it when the Cowboys lose too? Is it kind of, I'm not like they're not a rivalry. I just got sick of all those years they were America's team. And
I don't dislike this team, to be honest. Like, I mean, I kind of like Dak. I know he's not playing now, but I kind of like him. I think he's a good guy, and I like rooting for him.
So we're good guys now?
I don't like Dak.
You'd be a fan of a lot of guys.
Lose, but
good guy.
Well, I root against bad guys like Aaron Rodgers.
No, you.
I mean, I have.
You're the guy, God forbid somebody forget to sign or say, hey, I'm really in a hurry and I can't sign for you right now. They're done.
You like who you like, you hate who you hate, and it's just how it works, you know. We had a guy in here yesterday who obviously has his favorites, right?
See, but you don't let that go now. You're like, you know, Calais Campbell. He's on the Calais Campbell
thing. I got to tell you that. Someone even brought up this morning that player advocate thing he said yesterday, and then you kind of jumped him on it.
Kind of. Like, I was looking at him like this sport, when it is about making sure everybody's happy? It's about winning games. Guys get fired because they don't win games. They got to win as many games they can. And you want us to get rid of one of the best players on the team. If we're not in it at the end of the year, it's the right thing to do. For who? To make you feel good? And, you know, he's going to write that article if it happens. I'm telling you right now, Omar will write that article. Late in the year, this is what they should do for what he's done for us.
The Dolphins are one bad loss away from that becoming a reality, though. Right? You used up all your bad losses. They don't have any more wiggle room down the stretch of this thing.
They are going to try to win every game to the end.
Well, yeah. I mean, now that they're...
No, not everybody is. I'm just telling you.
No, they actually are in the hunt.
They are going to... What, a couple games out right now?
Let's assume you lose one of these three, Joe. Let's assume you lose Packers, Texans, 49ers. Let's assume you lose one of those.
Okay, you go 10-7.
You can't afford a bad loss. You can't afford a Patriots. You can't afford a Jets or a Browns, right?
No, you got to win those games.
Those are the must.
You got to beat the Jets twice, probably. Got to beat the Jets twice. Everybody else is beating them.
Hell,
Colts went to their house and won.
Losing only one of those games not going to be an easy task. At Packers, at Texans, 49ers are probably going to be desperate at that point too, right?
You see their schedule.
They're fighting.
Did you see their next couple of games? You talk about playing some of the best teams in football. They got their hands full with their schedule.
They're at 500, Joe, so yeah. They're just going to be fighting to get in the playoffs. Yeah, they got at Packers, at Bills, and back-to-back weeks. They got the Lions in there at the end of the
season. Oh, they got Lions, too?
They got the Lions in the second of last week. They go at the Cardinals in the last week.
Cardinals all of a sudden. How good are they? You know what they're doing? They're running the ball really well.
I'm shocked that quarterback ended up being as good as he is. I didn't think he'd be good.
They beat, they came down here. It was a good comeback win. But man,
he was really good down here. That was like the game of his life.
They took the Jets and pounded them.
Now most people do.
It's just incredible. By the way, that story right there, for everything that's going on in the league right now, and Aaron Rodgers been healthy the whole time, how bad they are. By the way, it's not all him. It's not all Aaron Rodgers. No, he's just not a likable guy. That defense does not look like that defense was supposed to look like. All those guys who are supposed to be so good have not been that good. So
couldn't have gone any better, by the way, the New York thing. Right, because he's just so arrogant. He misses the off-season thing.
That kind of...
He's on vacation. He can't make it to the mandatory thing.
And he just couldn't come clean and just say...
What do you want me to say? I'm a douche? I don't show up to stuff?
Then he tried to justify it by going, hey, I was here for...
They're paying you a lot of money. You should probably show up to work.
Right.
Or retire. He doesn't need the money.
No, he does not need
just
the money.
Just retire if you don't want to play. But so, if you do want to play, I feel like you got to show up to work.
You think he'll be back next year?
Wow, tough call.
Well, now he's come out and said, I want to come back next. I want to come
matters.
Back a third year.
I don't think it matters.
And
usually, though, doesn't he make you wait around for a little bit after the season ends?
So you know
let him think about what he wants to
do? You know what's really sad? If he makes a commitment, say, at the end of the year, around one of those Dolphin games and says, I'm coming back next year. Do you realize they'll probably keep him and get rid of everybody else? Head coach, there's a good chance GM is gone.
Question is, how deep do you want to dig that hole if you're the Jets, right? How much further down the rabbit hole do you want to go with this guy?
Woody, they jumped in bed with him after whiffing or what they thought whiffed on a couple of quarterbacks that they took really high in the draft. Darnold, Wilson.
The Darnold thing has to kill them, right? To see that guy playing at a high level.
That and Belichick saying, everybody liked him and knew he could play except the Jets. I mean, just
how Zach Wilson looked good. What was it, in the preseason?
Yeah.
Looked better?
Man, calm down. All right. I mean, you don't have to make your – calm down on the
preseason. But Darnold does.
Thing.
Darnold is – what a nice surprise.
Yeah. No, he's playing great. Slow down a little bit, but they're right there, man. They 8-2?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Damn. Not bad
at
all.
I'd like to be 8-2.
I wouldn't mind an 8-2. We've been 8-3 and 9-3 the last 2 years about this time of the year. Did you realize that?
I have, and it's interesting. We're doing the opposite of that. So hopefully we start trending in the right direction the second half of the season instead of melting down.
You're going to have to flip late November, December, and January around this year.
It's just a question. Yeah, can you get out of the hole here? Can you got a big enough shovel?
But tell you what, though, you've got some teams that got their own problems on that. Never thought the 49ers would be 5-5.
They lost a bad game over the weekend.
They've lost a couple games. They had the lead late and couldn't get a stop.
Their defense a little shaky. I don't know how long Bosa's going to be out for, but was it a hip or something?
I don't know, but I'll make you a bet right now. Nick Bosa's very healthy when he shows up at Hard Rock Stadium. He's back home where he lives in the offseason, where mom and dad and family, where he went to high school. I'll bet you his ass is ready to go.
It really was amazing, though, the amount of the numbers that Seattle was putting up after he left the game.
Oh, no, they started.
It was kind of a dramatic difference, right?
I turned it on, and he got a sack right away. And I go, wow. I was watching, and one of my kids went to St. Thomas. I go, oh, my God, he just got a sack. I go, yeah. We just turned the TV on. Smokes by the guy, tackle, and the right tackle position, and gets a sack. And then he pulls up two plays later. He's limping, and – you're right. All of a sudden, there are all kind of problems. Geno started running around, and and runs for a big first down and then runs for the winning touchdown in that game. Crazy. All right, we got a lot more stuff. Got Kyle Crabb's going to join us, host of a Locked On Fins podcast, as we're all over the board this morning. We got a lot of stuff. I'm getting used to this new short, quick passing offense. And I realize it's not going away because we kept saying, well, when we get everybody back and Tua gets more comfortable in the O-line, and I go, no, it's not going away. They're just going to perfect it, stick with it. I didn't turn the ball over. No punts. They're not going to change. Not going to change for now. Said until they invite those two safeties to come up and join the party. And if they don't, they're just going to keep it going. Hey, I want to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Boy, I'll tell you what a character, man. What a guy. What a big personality. And more importantly, I'm talking about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts, the number one business broker in the state of Florida. Boy, I'll tell you what. There's a couple things I want to let you know. He's got lots of buyers standing by looking for companies just like yours. As you're driving into work today or you're just getting up, doesn't matter how big or small, it doesn't matter how specialized it is. And if you've been asking yourself a couple of basic questions, you know what? I've been thinking about selling it. I've been kind of stressed. I'm tired of all the competition around now. More people are doing what I used to be the only one that did. And I'm tired of all these employees. If you just come home at night and you're just tired of being tired, maybe it's time to call Anthony Caliendo, the main man, find out what your company's worth, and find out, because he may have a buyer standing by to buy your company right now. And there's just a lot of good news there. When you deal with Anthony Caliendo, you're dealing with the guy that puts deals together. He does it from start to finish, gets everything done for you. Been doing it for a long, long time. He wants to let you know, man, Florida's booming. People are relocating to Florida, and they're looking to buy companies. He has strong relationships with the banks that finance the deals. I can just go on and on about this. But bottom line is, he'll sit down, no obligation, business valuation for you. He'll do the whole thing from start to finish. You can figure out what it's worth. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or go online to themainman.com. If you're starting to think about it, maybe it's time to make that call. Anthony Caliendo. You'll deal with him directly, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online, themainman.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely. You know, I think I'm right in step with players. In the National Football League, if you're not getting better, tick, tick, tick. There's too much competition. There's too much. You have to continue to evolve. And that includes myself. There's a lot to learn. You know, I don't know the recourse. I can extrapolate or forecast, but I don't know the recourse of, you know, having the explosive plays and the offense we did last year until you're actually in it and seeing how people defend. And then, you know, I have to, I think every year, adjust to players. And this was, you know, I think defensive presentations have been unique necessity for evolution, but as well as, you know, our roster has different assets and we have different guys to get to the ball to. And, you know, all those things, you're trying to find the flow within your particular unit.
All right. That was Mike McDaniel. I got to break this down a little bit, but I guess he was talking about last year and the year before, the explosive plays and changing it because of adjustments. I got to tell you, man, the two deep adjustments and some of the things they've done have, and he talked about maybe a little slow to come around to the fact that he needed to run this and was better suited. He now has lots of confidence in Jonnu Smith, who's become clearly the third weapon on this team. Not a shot at anybody, but outside of Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane, he's the third guy. And so he's talking about that short passing game and making adjustments and how he calls games. And going forward, man, trying to keep winning games and keep this thing rolling defensively. Hopefully continue to play well with the Patriots coming to town. Should be another real good game for this Dolphins defense against a rookie quarterback. And here we go. But he talked about, you know, everybody's kind of figured his offense out apparently from the last 2 years. And he had to add some things onto it. So you're seeing a lot of short stuff. And I got to tell you, it's been an adjustment for all of us because we got a little spoiled. Especially when you go, yeah, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, let's give them new contracts. And now they're being used a lot differently in this offense. I got to tell you, man, Jaylen Waddle, you're a good dude, man. You are a good dude. He has not been salty. He's got a smile on his face. Of course, he got his contract, but just because you get your money, he wants to be great. He wants to put up big numbers. He wants to be a top 10 or 15 receiver in numbers. And I got to tell you, of all the egos, I think his is the most under control of the whole group. I really do. He has been the perfect guy to play with Tyreek Hill on the other side. Absolutely the perfect guy to play with Tyreek Hill and that big personality and everything else. So I got a lot of respect for Jaylen Waddle. Lots of respect. And on top of that, yeah, Jonnu Smith is kind of taken off. And looks like he is just, you can tell Tua is getting more and more comfortable. I think Mike's calling a lot more plays for him. But Tua also knows, man, when he looks down the field, if it's not there, he's got that 6'3", 250-pound tight end waiting for it to catch it and take off and run like a running back the way he does. So that's been a nice one. Odell, been a little more involved here, made some nice catches in the last game. And so here we go. Here we go. And I guess Raheem was banged up. Listen, everything coach says is going to be positive. It's never – I don't know how Raheem feels about all this stuff that's being said, you know, because he did come back in the game, but he was banged up. But so far, man, I will tell you, this team has been, honestly, it's been wine-free. It's been wine and cheese-free. There are not a lot of teams are saying that right now. You got people bitching, making comments. And by the way, you got a little bit of it on social media, Odell Beckham, but not a lot. But most of the guys have like, hey, man, it's a team. Let's do it. This is a deal. Let's keep this together. So they've been able to get through this tough time of football, not only the four games without Tua, but the two tight losses that they had once Tua did come back against Arizona and, of course, the Buffalo Bills, who have one of the best records in football. But this thing's going to come down to, man, they're going to beat the Patriots. I know. It's easy to say. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, and I'm not going to be surprised if it's fairly close like the Raiders were till the thing got opened up in the fourth quarter. But they're going to beat the Patriots because they're just playing a lot better right now than they were earlier, and Tua's back. But then it's a big hurdle for following – 4 days later for Tua. What do you agree? This is the one that everybody's got the numbers on. Is it Chris Perkins that keeps those numbers like next to his bed? I think it's Perk with the Sun Sentinel. Perk goes, this is his record against winning teams on the road late in the year. And so Green Bay's that game.
That argument is very fair, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it. But I mean, it's just like, okay, you won three straight. You won both those home games. Now, what are you going to do on national TV with everybody with a belly full of turkey and a couple of too many drinks on a Thursday night?
I like to think that everyone will be rooting for them to win those games and for Tua to play well, but yeah, man, he's got to do it, right? I mean, that's the hump.
It's a big hurdle for him, right? I know, yeah. I agree. He knows it. By the way, he knows that.
Nothing would be better, though, for him. Like, I know there's a lot of disagreement on Tua and you know, whether you and I think he's the guy or not or whatever. But nothing would be a better situation than for him to play really well the rest of this season and prove that, you know, hey, I can beat a good team. Because I agree with you, they are stuck with him regardless.
He needs a strong finish. Now, we've had the 9-3 and 8-3 the last 2 years, and that didn't go well at the end of the year. We're doing it the exact opposite. He needs to well, I'll tell you what, he finishes strong, and they grab a spot, and he's able to get some of those wins. I'm not saying you're going to beat everybody, but you're able to get out of this with one or two losses only and get this thing back to 10-7
be a great
or 9-8. You'll get
– and then everyone keep their jobs and we can all come back for another year. You want a couple
I don't know. I don't know if that happens.
They win 10 games, you're not going to fire anyone.
Oh, 10 games.
You win 9 right. games, you're not going to fire anyone.
9-8, you don't fire anybody?
Probably not.
You don't have to look and evaluate some things that were done or not done?
The Dolphins love mediocrity. They're not going to fire anyone for that. You want a couple of texts here?
Yeah, what do you have?
Here you go. losses to San Fran, Houston, Green Bay, and Cleveland, then a mediocre draft pick. Fire Greer. Common denominator, fragile, mobile quarterback that you need to protect. And it says tank for Cam. You know why Waddle isn't complaining, Joe?
Why?
He has the second most drops in the league. I actually called you Joseph.
You know what?
Second most drops.
I got one person calls me Joseph.
That texter. And who else?
I used to get in was a kid I got with my middle name. I'm not saying my damn middle name. Then you guys will dogpile on that for please don't say
it. I love your middle name.
I hate it. I change.
Can
it
I give I... people a clue?
No, I don't. Just keep going. You're doing great, and you get sidetracked.
He won the dunk contest for the Heat.
You're such a clown. What are you doing? You're going to do a Heat trivia on my damn middle name?
Hey, we should give away the tickets you're on that real, one. Who can get it? You want to do that?
No, I don't. You're a real jerky today,
I like
today,
that.
Man.
We got time right now. Give our earlier listeners a chance.
You're a real jerky today. You really are.
All right, I got the phone all set up here. If you can give the answer to that question.
What?
There you go. What's Joe's middle name?
You know what? This is opening a can of worms.
Attached to the Heat and trivia.
And then tomorrow we're doing what's the name of your high school you went to.
It's fine. Whatever you got to do, bro. I don't care anymore at this point. Whatever you want.
All right, man. You're a bad man.
All right, so we're going to give away those Heat tickets. It's the game against the Raptors. It's the NBA Cup game.
Yeah.
So we guess we get the bright red court, right?
Yep.
Although he haven't had a home tournament game yet, right? Is the court red this year? I think it's red.
Did you see the uniforms last night?
Yeah, the red, the culture.
Love it.
Yeah, okay. The same as last year.
I know, I like
it's
the culture.
Color.
I like the culture.
I mean, yeah, whatever sells more
did
uniforms.
Did you know that, did they just come out with that? Did I see Riley's getting a statue?
Yeah, in L.A.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
They need to do one here.
A statue? They just gave him the court.
Not enough.
We're not good at statues. Let's leave it alone. We're 0-1 on those, man. Come on. The court looks beautiful. It's got his signature on there. The court looks beautiful.
You are rare. You see Riley going, hell no. You know, now Ron's at that age, you know, he's going to say what he thinks. Like, oh, no. Hell no. No. No, it doesn't look anything like me.
Those statues outside of Staples are pretty cool, though. I assume you've been out there to see
I did.
Those, right?
Yeah. I walked down from our hotel. We were real
They're
close
really
to
cool
we were out
there. Yeah.
And I actually walked down there with Nat Moore. It was really cool. I wanted to see it. I'd never been to that arena, and I wanted to see it. I'd heard about it. It's pretty – boy, they got a lot of them.
Yeah.
They don't have just a couple up. They got a whole bunch of them up there.
All right, so 305-567-0560. We'll get the tickets to someone here.
But,
Raptors.
You wouldn't have a problem with Pat Riley getting a, seriously, though, a statue, even if a different company
along
did it.
Along with the court?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, but it just seems like a lot. The court's a pretty big deal.
I mean, the court's nice. Ain't nothing like the ego of that statue.
We got to do like one of those statue areas that like Staples has. You got to put a bunch of players
out there. We
got to
do a little bit more. That's
let's get like so, get
that's kind of
one UD.
That tradition out there with that Lakers thing's a little different. Just nothing against us, but that's a little different.
Have you seen the MJ statue? In Chicago?
I told you I was.
Yeah, we went out of our way to go see it. It's cool.
That's hard to beat,
right? It's a cool one.
That one. Yeah. The Willie one in front of San Francisco is cool, too.
The Dwayne one will be great once they sneak it away for a week or two.
You can't. Can you just let it go? Whatever we do, you always got to. You always. That's your makeup. It really is. That's just your friggin' makeup. It just never changes. All right, Kyle Crabb's going to join us at 8 o'clock coming up here this morning. Right now, I want to talk to you about a guy named Chev. I'm talking about the CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. And he said, Joe, hurricane season is almost over, but not quite. Not quite. And whether it is or it isn't, one thing you all need to start thinking about if you haven't done is get those impact windows, doors, and if you got a leaky roof and you're not sure who you're going to go with, listen, Loctite does them all. All parts of that company are strong, great people working for you, and very competitive prices. They want to let you know on top of all the other things they do. They got 100% financing and zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. For the roofing company, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat, anything you need done, they're ready to go. And not only that, but they're telling you right now, don't wait for the next storm. Let's get going on this. And if you've been holding off on it and going, well, maybe we can get through another year. Maybe we can get, why not get it done right now? Loctite makes it easy for you. They do everything. They really do. They cover all the Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-LOCK. They'll have one of the folks that answer phones over there, answer all your questions, get you all set up, and get you started today with Loctite.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, congratulations, by the way, to Rolly, who won the Heat tickets from Pembroke Pines. So they're going to Pines this morning here, Joe. We'll get more tomorrow, though.
Good.
We're like a regular Ticketmaster here, minus the fees.
Good. All right. That's good, Woody.
No problem.
Somehow you got a little shot in there, too.
Whatever we can do to help.
Yeah.
All right. You know how the NFL can flex games late in the season, right?
Yep.
That's a big thing for them to get the best matchups on their primetime games. You can do that with the Monday night games, right?
Get rid of all the 1, 2, and 3 and 4 win teams. Yes.
You mentioned how much you enjoyed watching the Cowboys earlier in the show here, Joe. Well, guess what? Week 14, Bengals and Cowboys, that is locked into Monday night football regardless of what happens with this whole flexing deal. Do you know why?
Dallas gets great ratings no matter what.
No, but this game could be a disaster. I mean, Dallas is a mess. The Bengals are actually pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but Cincinnati might throw for 450 yards.
That's possible. But yeah. Do you know why they can't change this game even if they wanted to?
No.
Well, we'd have to flash back to the Simpsons Monday Night Football alternate-themed broadcast. So, unfortunately, for the NFL, the Simpsons have been working on, you know, animations and voiceovers and all this other stuff.
Man. Can't do it now.
So, unfortunately, because of the Simpson broadcast, you're going to get Bengals and Cowboys Week 14 on Monday night.
I'll bet you they still get decent ratings.
I'm going to watch the Simpson one. I like the Simpsons.
All right.
You?
No. What else you have?
All right, everyone's trying to jump in on this Mike Tyson deal here. You see, Evander Holyfield is the most recent one. He's trying to challenge Mike Tyson to a fight now.
They can all go fight each other. Just don't tell us you're doing it.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. So Holyfield's 62. And he probably saw Tyson fight on Friday and thought two things. One, that guy can't move. And two, that'd be a big-ass payday.
It's just... It was disgusting.
Netflix should be ashamed of themselves, by the way. Absolutely ashamed of themselves.
And the paydays they got for that.
Yeah, it was a despicable sporting event.
He got $40 million, Woody. He got $40 million from Netflix.
Yeah. And Netflix came out and said how great of a success it was and all that, even though their servers couldn't handle everyone on there. I can't believe that many people tuned in. What are you saying, $60 million?
What do you think Friday? They got two games on Friday, right? After Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they got two NFL games.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, but they should be ashamed
of
themselves.
See what they paid for a game? I see they paid $75 million per game to get a game. Good God.
All right, Joe. I just showed you the video. We're going to the pickleball courts now. We had a quite the situation here. I'm guessing people have seen. It's the kick heard around the pickleball community. So we had a little pickleball match, tournament, or whatever.
Very competitive.
Yeah.
And a little too excited at the end.
So the guy gets fired up. He's screaming, "Let's go, F yeah," you know, he's and whatever. And he goes to shake the guy's hand. The guy knocks his paddle out of his hand.
Right.
When he goes to bend down to pick up the paddle, the guy punts his head, basically, essentially, right? Like,
yeah.
He's leaning over the net, and the guy just decides he's just going to punt him in the head and knocks the guy out cold. Right, they said the guy said he had this. He was out unconscious for 3 hours. He had to go to the hospital for all this. Now,
damn, he was knocked out for 3 hours.
Yeah, it said unconscious for 3 hours, memory loss, requiring a hospital visit. So, I mean, the guy got rocked. You saw the video. Like, he was just bending over to pick up his paddle.
Just another reason you shouldn't play that frigging game. You should just play. That doesn't happen at tennis. And by the way, if you do, you're falling on clay court mostly if you're older.
But the most amazing part of this story is the guy is not pressing charges.
What?
I know. I was disgusted as well.
Wow. They, I tell you what, you could tell. We just watching how competitive that thing was. And after you win, when you're fist pumping, yes! And you're up getting ready to shake hands and...
I don't know if you agree with this guy.
A little bit of bad blood.
Said, I have a family, two healthy businesses, and I play pickleball for recreation and challenge. I don't have time to waste with this guy. Talking about how he's not going to press charges. That sucks, because that should be a life sentence.
That's
easy.
One out of, done. One out of 20. Lucky that guy didn't die.
Yeah, I would say so.
They lucky. He hit the front part of that head or back going down, but he was out.
Yeah, well, he got the kick in the front, and then he hit the back.
But that's just that damn sport. You guys play that sport.
It's
another way to get injured in that
it's
sport.
It's a fierce sport, though. I mean, it really is.
It's but what?
It's fierce. It's intense. Fierce. The competition is intense.
Yeah. A lot of people are playing it.
Yeah. All right, one more cool one for you here. And we go to the card market for this one, Joe.
Of course.
Sorry, man. I had to do it. It's a Tuesday. We have card buildup from the weekend, so...
I don't like when you have card buildup.
I know. It's
the buildup's not good on the weekends.
I know.
Card buildup is bad stuff.
So do you remember during the Major League Baseball season, you would see when a rookie would make their debut, the single game debut, they would have a little patch on their jersey, right? It said rookie debut. The reason they were wearing those patches is they were to slice them out of the jersey and they put them on a card. It's a one-of-one autographed card.
Really?
Yeah. So this is like it's a new thing that they've been doing. And... obviously, you have...
I would have never known that, Woody. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's why they actually are wearing those things, because everyone's got to make money out there, Joe. That's basically the whole point of this. But you have Ellie De La Cruz, Jackson Holiday, Yamamoto. You got cards like that. But the Paul Skeens one is going to be the Holy Grail. That's like the big one here, right? Pitcher for the Pirates.
He's good.
He is good. He's really good. Now, if you are to pull this card... Listen to this. The Pirates, they want the card because they want to display it at their park. Here's what they're offering should you pull this card. They are offering 30 years of season tickets behind home plate.
Wow.
30 years. They said that could be a value of up to $2 million depending on where the seats are. If it goes all the way up to 20 rows behind home plate, that could be worth around a $240,000 mark.
Huh.
So you would get that.
Yeah.
So you get the seats behind home plate for 30 years. You get a softball game at PNC Park with coaching from Pirates alumni, autographed jerseys, a batting practice experience, and a meet and greet with Skeens and more. All of that if you are able to find this card. Now, to add to that deal, do you know who he's dating by any chance?
I know, it's a short girl. She's a celebrity. Is somebody, yeah. Is she a gymnast?
Livy Dunn, yeah, from okay. LSU.
Yeah.
She's
a little smoke show, yeah.
She has added a seat in her private suite for a future Pirates game as well.
Okay.
I don't know if you get to sit with her. I don't know if you get to bond with her during the game. I don't know about that, the details on that, but...
So what do you do, Woody? What's the value of this thing? Forget what they're offering.
I actually think, to be honest, the value is probably more his Superfractor rookie card, which is like a top tier card. I mean, it's basically the one. $123,000. So let's assume this one was like worth double, which I don't know that it would be, but
man, I tell you what, I'd probably I'd take the Pirates package.
I think I'd take the, well, depending on if you like to go to games, but
it's true. But
let me ask you this. I don't know the Pirates market, but is it like if the Marlins offered you tickets and they're not worth the paper they're printed on? Like,
well, Pirates aren't exactly selling out every game either.
So that was my question. So no. I don't. So you couldn't sell them. Like if you were in a, you wanted to, you couldn't sell the tickets, right?
I mean, they draw better. I don't know what they draw. I haven't seen, but they used to be.
It's a great question, by the way. Would you take the tickets or would you throw it over and say, hey, you know, give it to Golden Auctions and say, you guys sell it and whatever? I mean, theoretically, you buy the tickets if you wanted.
Well, if you're not a baseball fan, you probably.
But then you could call all your buddies and, you know, you get a little game. They give you a softball game at the park. That's kind of cool.
That's going to be the difference, getting your buddies together for a softball game? All right. No, that is. That's, I mean, anyone all, that that's wins all great
the,
stuff.
But anyone that pulls the card is obviously a baseball fan. We wouldn't be opening Topps Chrome Update.
I don't know, man. Everybody seems card. To be in, trying to make money. A lot of guys try to make money doing this stuff. Look at you.
I do it for the love of the hobby. I'm not trying to make money.
You like to see a little return on that investment. Don't lay that on.
Unfortunately, we haven't had any of those yet.
All right.
So
don't
we're working
that.
On it.
All right. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Kyle Crabb's going to join us in just a few minutes. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, will join us a little bit later on, and we'll talk to him. Hey, you know what time it is right now? Holiday season is here. You're starting to think about, what am I going to get that little lady in my life? I know one thing that's always worked for me for more than 30 years. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler, has been for a long, long time. Makeups, breakups. Jeff, the owner, has actually gone through a couple of makeups and breakups and had to go back in and do it again, all over again, man, because we got back together. We've been together a long time now, but boy, I'll tell you what, Jeff went through all that drama with me. Makes him a very special man. They have a huge selection of earth-grown and lab-grown certified diamonds backed by their low price guarantee. You always get that. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Plus, Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, and jewelry for every style and occasion, no matter what you're looking. Casual, dress up, they got it all for you. Save big with discounts up to 50 to 70% off select items, or craft a piece that is truly one of a kind with their state-of-the-art design studio. Plus, with interest-free financing and free gift wrapping, yeah, they do it all. Beverly's makes holiday shopping a whole lot easier. They will have extended hours coming up here, too. Need extra cash, by the way? Bring in your old gold and jewelry, and they'll buy it on the spot with no hassle. I trust Beverly's and have for a long, long time. Jeff is also a very good friend of mine. I love his family, and you're going to love him, too, after you get something really nice there. They can do it all. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom or shop online at bevjewelers.com. This holiday season, discover why Beverly's Jewelers is where South Florida gets engaged.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.